Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux is now calling a vote to oust current Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf symbolic.
WisPolitics reports that Republican leadership included that wording in their response to Attorney General Josh Call's attempt to keep Wolf in office. The Senate voted last month to remove Wolf from her role, despite the fact that her nomination wasn't before the Senate. Call, along with Democrat members of the Elections Commission, cites a recent state Supreme Court ruling that allows people appointed to positions to stay on after their original term has expired. Lemieux says his strategy to remove Wolf will now focus on the Elections Commission failing to appoint someone after Wolf's term in office was over. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A third vote is expected today after House Republicans on Wednesday again rejected Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan says a Jordan speakership would be problematic.
Jim Jordan's voted against disaster relief. He's voted against veterans. He's voted against continuing resolutions to keep government funded, and on and on and on. He's part of the chaos wing of the extreme MAGA movement in Congress.
Pocan said reaching some sort of compromise with Democrats is the best path for Republicans. Warrant has been issued for an 18-year-old Milwaukee man accused of fatally shooting his father. Dewan Eskridge is charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the October 9th shooting on Milwaukee's north side. Milwaukee police say they found the homicide victim in multiple spent bullet casings when they arrived at the scene of the gunfire. Prosecutors say the victim had 31 gunshot wounds. A criminal complaint said video surveillance footage showed Eskridge pulling out a gun, firing several shots at the victim, then running from the scene. Eskridge remains on the loose. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
The victim in the stabbing attack at a Walmart supercenter in the Madison area this week was an employee.
Sun Prairie police say the suspect and victim did not know each other. On Monday night, the suspect reportedly stabbed the 36-year-old male employee as soon as he walked into the store. He remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The 22-year-old suspect, who is from Sun Prairie, remains jailed on an attempted murder charge along with other charges for a high-speed chase that followed the stabbing. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Governor Tony Evers has named four new appointees to the State Natural Resources Board.
The governor moved quickly on Wednesday after Republicans in the state Senate rejected four of his appointees to the panel which sets policy for the State Department of Natural Resources. The rejections could throw the board into disarray at a time when it must consider a wolf management plan and address PFAS chemicals in the water supply. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Jean Slack, age 73, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, October 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her two children, William Billy Slack of Ringgold, Wisconsin, and by Amy Petzel of Fifield. Survived also by eight grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, by three siblings, Jerome Schimmick, Patricia Radlinger, and Robert Schimmick. Survived by two sisters-in-law, by her lifelong friends, Annette and Joan, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. graveside service held 11 a.m. Friday, October 20th at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Jean Slack, 75, Park Falls. Janet K. Kasowitz, age 68, Fifield, died on Saturday, October 14th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband of 46 years, Frank, and their four children, William Bill Kasowitz, Jesse Kasowitz, Brandy Lyon, and Frankie Kasowitz. Further survived by seven grandchildren and by six siblings, Helen Bullwig, Phyllis Bullwig, Carrie Hansen Williams, by Peggy Megan, Melanie Hansen, and Steve Hansen. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life to be held Saturday, November 11th at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet K. Kasowitz, 66, Fifield. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 40, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 51, cloudy skies expected. Overcast.